A few weeks ago, the social media world let out a collective gasp when Komen for the Cure fell into a very public feud with Planned Parenthood, one that resulted in the breast cancer charity taking a severe hit to their pink branding. It seemed to send a definite message that women would not be silenced, but somehow Republican legislators of all stripes have now taken that zeitgeist shift as a holy signal to attack women from all sides in the name of Jesus. What else would you expect from believers in an immaculate conception? This latest round of dizzying attacks is pitting the infallible Catholic Church against contraception. Seriously, contraception. But the real rub is how close Church and state are becoming in the backdrop of this national argument. This week, U.S. Senator Roy Blunt's amendment allowing employers to opt out of any and all federal health care mandates based on morality or religious beliefs is expected to be heard on the Senate floor. But religious employers already received this exemption thanks to President Obama's big Catholic compromise last month. Moreover, as a February 29th New York Times editorial pointed out, the nation's 600 Catholic hospitals that currently treat one-sixth of all hospital patients have a tendency to merge with less wealthy secular hospitals, bringing their anti-contraceptive rhetoric along for the ride. So now, just as every corporation is a citizen in the eyes of the law, every state is effectively a church. It's going to take more than a prayer to get us out of this mess.